coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. So, this is what you have in the mind of Matthew here, when it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He carried away. He took away. He bore on himself. He removed to take away our sicknesses. I think that's powerful. All the time, this scripture reminds me of a little girl many years ago. I've told the story many times. Let me read that part of the scripture to you again. Now I'll tell you the story one more time. Hello. 1 Peter chapter 2. Little girl years ago had problems with her lungs. She couldn't breathe anymore. She had to be on bed rest completely, connected to oxygen. And because her lungs are badly damaged, the doctor said there was no hope. She was going to die. And her mother was taking care of her now. As she got closer to her death, she couldn't take solid food for months. And while on the bed, her mother gave her a little Bible to study. So she was reading and waiting to die. Can you imagine? Just waiting to die. She knew she was dying. She was waiting to die. So she was studying the Bible and she came to 1 Peter chapter 2. And she got to this place reading about Jesus. From verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bore our sins on his own body on a tree. And she broke down and started crying. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you, because you bore my sins on your own body on the cross. And now that I'm dying, I'm coming home. So I'll see you soon, Lord Jesus. And she prayed that prayer with tears in her eyes. So she kept on reading. Are we being dead to sins? To live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Oh, she said, I never saw that before. By whose stripes ye were healed? Oh, Lord, I just thanked you for bearing my sins. I didn't know you healed me too. Then she said, Lord, I'm sorry I won't be coming home very soon. She got rid of the oxygen. Now, remember, she hadn't eaten solid food for months and she had grown to skin bones. Skin bones. I think tuberculosis had taken its toll. It was many years ago. And she came off of that place, took the oxygen off, walking ever so slowly. Mama! And her mother heard her scream and then she ran downstairs. What is it, darling? What is it? Get my breakfast. What? When the mother saw her, she almost fainted. She started crying and got her together and carried her back to bed. No, honey, you haven't eaten solid food for months. I'll call a doctor. No, she said, Mama, I just read the Bible. Jesus already healed me. Mama said, oh, no. The doctor said, the day you die, you'll lose your mind. And got the telephone and called, doctor, come quick. Now, isn't that amazing? When you start acting on the word of God, they say you've lost your mind. No, the day you die, you lose your mind. That's what the doctor said. And while she was talking to the doctor, the girl came out of that place again, got into the kitchen, and got herself a nice meal. Mama was all the time crying now, until the doctor came. Honey, what's the matter? Put her on the bed. What's the matter? She said, nothing the matter. I just found out Jesus already healed me. Now, did she feel healed? No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She didn't feel healed. What happened? She saw it in the Word. That the same scripture where it said Jesus took our sins away, it said we were healed. He took our sins, past tense. We were healed, past tense. The same way I can accept that when Jesus died on Calvary, he died for me and took my sins away. I can accept that he took my sicknesses away. That's what we just read. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Removed, carried away our sicknesses. He did. If he did, what are you doing with yours? A dear lady some years ago found out something. She said, people were wondering how come she'd been so confident. Things had been going wrong and everybody was afraid, but she was never afraid. So some of the friends got around and they asked her, why are you so confident? In the nighttime when the bombing, we all get under the guard of the cellars and we are afraid and we stay up all night. And you never join us. Oh, she said, I always stay at home. Why? Oh, she said, I found out in the Bible that the Lord never sleeps nor slumbers. And I thought if he doesn't sleep, then I should sleep. It's no use two of us staying awake. It's no use two of us staying awake. Because he's awake for me. So I can rest. Can you see it? It's just that simple. The Bible says, casting your cares upon him, for he cared for you. So why are you caring when you're supposed to cast your cares on him? Why should both of you be caring for the same thing together? He said, cast your cares on him, for he cares. So, no need for the worry. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Anxiousness should go. That's anxiety. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses understanding. He says it's beyond understanding. Shall garrison your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Say this with me. I refuse to worry.
I refuse to worry.
Say it again. I refuse to worry.
I refuse to worry.
I refuse to worry.
I refuse to worry.
Be anxious for nothing. That's what the Bible says. Be anxious for nothing. In other words, don't be anxious about anything. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, 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 thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is wonderful. Wonderful. See, it's better for us to take sides with God. What do you think? Take sides with God and not against God. If he says, don't be anxious about anything, then refuse to be anxious about anything. I'm just worried. I'm just worried. But the Word of God says not to be worried about anything. So to be worried means that you're taking sides against God. I refuse to worry. See, you keep the smile of a victor on your face.
I refuse to worry.
See, worrying people are never successful. In fact, when they are successful in anything, it is short-lived, because the spirit of worry will destroy it. Worry destroys success. People who worry are not successful for long. Did you hear what I just said? Say, I refuse to worry.
I refuse to worry.
The Bible says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. In other words, when things are hard, it says, count it all joy. Why does God say count it all joy? Because he needs you to function in that way in the kingdom of God to enjoy the benefits of the gospel of Jesus Christ in your life.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Ata Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.